We're doing the Avat Israel. We're up to the third chapter. And now the Chafetz Chaim is going to describe what causes Sinat Chinam. What causes baseless hatred? Now we will explain what are the causes of Sinat Chinam. The prime causes for hatred, he says, we're going to explain one by one, and there are specific things, he says, that are the prime causes. Reshit lakol hagorem la'avon ze hi akina. He says the first cause is jealousy. Shemkane adam chavro al inyanim shonim chashon ever. Person is jealous of his friend over different things, as we'll explain. Aleph yeshemkane adam chavro al ma shebocho Hashem bo shevun v'nechasim. Sometimes people are jealous of one another over their wealth and their assets. You look at someone else and you think, whatever he does, he's successful. And that's why he's jealous of him, and jealousy brings him to hatred. And I've seen this with my own eyes. I once had a friend who was a tremendous philanthropist. He had tremendous wealth, and he didn't use it on himself. He lived very, very modestly. I mean, to the point where he would sit. When he'd learn, he'd have like a school desk, you know, one of those cheap desks we sat on when we were in elementary school. That's what he had. He picked it up at a garage sale for a dollar or two. He gave thousands, if not millions, to tzedakah yearly, but for himself, he didn't spend money on that. He had a small lamp. He had a cot. You guys probably have a better bed here in yeshiva than he had at home. His bed was so simple. It was one of these thin foam mattresses, and that's what you guys have. Yeah, but your bed seemed more comfortable than his. So I was once talking to him, and I said to him, "You know, you don't know how many people hate you in this world." And he said to me, "Why does anyone hate me? What did I ever do wrong to anyone?" So I said, "No, people don't hate you because you did something wrong. People hate you because you did a lot of stuff right. I see, I hear people talking. I'm telling you, you have more enemies than you can imagine. You should just be careful. Not everyone that tells you they're your friend, they're really your friend." And someone had sued him improperly, meaning it was baseless. It was thrown out of court time and again. But there were a lot of fine people who hated him, and they got together, and they sunk him financially. Same thing happened in Florida. Now, tough. We won't get into that story. There was a big philanthropist. He's still afloat, but a lot of people got together to sink him, and he never did them any harm. The only thing he did was help other Jews, and they started a whole organization to sink him. And at the root of it all is jealousy. And it's a famous story that happened in Florida. There's a big philanthropist that a group of people got together and decided they're going to try from every angle to sink him. This has been going on for over 10 years already. For over 10 years. That story also started about 12 years ago. Still ongoing. Both stories. Both stories are already taking place for over a decade. Now, you'll ask the people why they hate him. They're going to give you all kinds of reasons. External reasons. He's this, he's that, he's the other thing. At the end of the day, if you look at the root of things, you see, it's jealousy. And if people don't catch their jealousy, then jealousy can quickly evolve into hatred. Our mind works that way. Finds reason to hate the person. So the first cause the Chafetz Chaim lists for Sinat Chinam is jealousy. Bet number two, לפעמים מצוי שאומן אחד היודע היטב אומנו טוב ונתפרסם לתילה לאומן טוב. Sometimes you have a craftsman. The guy could be a plumber, the guy could be a carpenter, the guy could be an electrician. He does a good job. And he has a good reputation. So the other tradesmen, they're jealous of him, and they hate him, because they think that it's because of him that they don't make a good living. He's the problem. Oh, the Gemara says, every tradesman hates everyone else who's in his trade. Views them all as competition. So this is also something you'll see time and again. People will badmouth other people. One of the beautiful things you'll see, what I've seen time and again here in Yerushalayim, is if you go in the shuk and the person doesn't have what you want, I've seen many times that they tell you two shops over, try them, they might have it. But The nature of tradesmen is that they view competition as their enemy, and they hate him. So that's the second cause. Gimel, al yedei shchavro mchubad yoter mimenu v'kashe lo lirot ech shenotnin lchavro kavod. The third point is a different type of jealousy. It's that he can't stand seeing the honor they give someone else. V'av shegam hu rodef chal kavod, av lakavod borech mimenu. And he tries to run after honor, and the honor runs away. V'mkom hakavod gorem latzmo bizyonot. V'al ken hu sone oto tachlit asina. And as much as he tries to get people to honor him, he ends up shaming himself, and that's why he hates him to the core. His friend gets all the honor, and as much as he tries to get the honor, he doesn't get it. So he hates his friend to the core. Dalet, ולפעמים מצאו שיש חברו מעלות ומידות טובות מתפרסם נטילה בפני הכל. Sometimes his friend really has good traits. The guy is worth appreciating, and everyone knows about it. ואף שהוא יודע אדם בעצמו שחסרים לו כל אלה, and even though a person knows that he does not have those traits, אך מכל מקום בטבעו אינו רעה על תהילות ומעלות חברו. Nonetheless, he looks badly at his friend for everything his friend does right. Why is he so popular? Why do people love him? Maybe he's bringing them the food when they're sick in bed. Maybe he cares and he takes the time to take care of them. No, that doesn't matter. He hates them. So he said there are four types of jealousy, and these four types of jealousy can lead to hatred. One, he hates his wealth or that he's doing well in life. Two, they're of the same trade. Three, he hates it that he's getting the honor and the person himself is not. Or four, that he has a good reputation because he's really a good person and the person himself is jealous of that. Those are four major causes, four types of jealousy that cause hatred. והנה כל אלו העניינים מביאים את האדם לידי שנאת חינם, אבל אבהר כאן איך שכל אלה הסיבות הם בשקר יסודם. He says, all of these cause baseless hatred, and I'll show you now that all of these are really baseless. They're all lies at their base. ואין לאדם לשנות חברו עבור סיבות אלו. None of these are really a good reason to hate your friend. נגד הסיבה הראשונה שהיא קינאת אדם בחברו מחמת עושרו. If we'll deal with the first reason, a person is jealous of his friend. His friend's wealthy and he's not. הנה ידוע שהקדוש ברוך הוא נותן עושר לאדם על שני אופנים. We know that God makes a person wealthy in one of two ways. או משום שגלוי וידוע לפניו שהוא איש טוב ורחמן. Either because Hashem knows that he is a good person, he is merciful, ובאושרו שייתן לו השם יתברך, יעשה טוב וחסד עם עניים ומרי נפש. Hashem knows if he gives him wealth, so he'll do good things with the money. He'll help out the poor, he'll help those that are embittered, והוא בתוך יסבר על האושר. So then God really appoints him as his treasurer. That's why he gives him the money, because he has responsibility. שנתן לו הקדוש ברוך הוא בעד העניים. God simply gave him the money so that he take care of it and give it out to the poor. ואופן זהו לטובתו של האדם. So that's to a person's benefit. ויש לפעמים אושר שמור לבעליו לרעתו. And sometimes wealth is to a person's detriment. והיינו משום שאדם מלא עוונות וחטאים וגם עשה איזה מצוות. Sometimes a person is filled with sins, but he's done some mitzvot, ולפיכך הקדוש ברוך הוא משלם לו שכר מצוותיו בעולם הזה כדי לתודו מן העולם הבא. So God pays him off the wages of his mitzvot in this world in order to abolish him from the world to come. בסוף הדבר שיכלה אושרו בעניין רע. And ultimately he'll lose his wealth in a terrible way. ואופן זהו לרעתו של האדם. And this is an aspect where a person's wealth can be to his detriment. וכשיתבונן האדם בזה יראה בעצמו שאין לשנות חברו על אושרו. So if a person thinks about this, he'll realize that there's no reason to hate his friend over his wealth. כי אין במה להתקנא בו. There's nothing to be jealous of him. תלהשיג אושר באומנתו, ולא רואה כי איננו זוכה לכך. If you're talking about meriting to get wealth in a good way, so you see, he hasn't merited that. A person should realize that. God obviously doesn't see me fit to be his treasurer. ואם היה לו אושר בוודאי לא היה מנהג עם ממונו כוגן בענייני צדקה וחסד עם עניים. And if he did have the wealth, then undoubtedly he would not use it properly with the poor and doing kindness. So it's better for him that he doesn't have a responsibility that he won't live up to. ובאופן שני, הלא ודאי נתקנא כשיוודא לו כי הוא אוכל את העולם הבא שלו פה בעולם החולף. And if it's the second type of wealth, so certainly you shouldn't be jealous of that. The guy's just eating up his wages in the world to come. וכבר אמרו חז"ל באבות, יפה שעה אחת שקורת רוח בעולם הבא מכל חיי העולם הזה. Our sages taught us the world to come is much better than this world. ואם כן, הרי נתבר די מסיבה זו אין לו לשנות חברו. So you see, you shouldn't hate your friend just because he's wealthy. Either God entrusted him with the responsibility to give out the money to the poor, okay? So God didn't entrust you with that responsibility. Obviously, you wouldn't have done well with that responsibility. So that's not a reason to hate him. And if the wealth is really a punishment for him, it's a way of finishing off whatever he has left in the world to come. So be happy. You still have a portion in the world to come. If you're talking about the second type of hatred, because you figure he's a tradesman and because of him I don't make such a good living. The Talmud tells us in Yuma that in heaven they decide exactly how much money you're going to make, and your friend can't take a hair's width from you. You're going to get exactly what you're supposed to make this year, not a penny more, not a penny less, and it doesn't matter what kind of tradesman he is.
Get more, does that mean you're
going to
lose it somehow?
No, you're not going to get more. Whatever you're supposed to make through your work, you're going to make without driving yourself crazy over it. Whatever you're supposed to make, you're going to make. The Talmud tells it, you know the background to this line in the Talmud. The Talmud tells us there was a family of Bet Avtinas. And they knew how to make the special spices for the temple, for the Ketores. And they didn't want to reveal how to make it. So the rabbi said, fine, guys, if you're not going to reveal how to make it, we're going to bring in experts from Alexandria, from Egypt, and they'll make the spices. And we're going to fire you. So they said, fine. So the rabbis fired them, and they brought in the experts from Alexandria. And the experts sat there, and they experimented and they tried with this type of grass and that type of grass and they couldn't get it right. And as hard as they tried, they were missing one key ingredient to make the Ketores go the way it should. They tried and tried and they couldn't get it to work. Okay, so they were experimenting and they couldn't. So they called back Beit Avtinas. And Beit Avtinas said, no, you fired us, goodbye. And they only agreed to come back to work when they tripled their wages. So the rabbis lost. The temple had to pay three times as much now. And the Talmud tells us a second story this way that happened with the same story, that there was a family that was in charge of making the bread. And again, the rabbis told them, tell us how you make it. And they said, we're not teaching anyone. They all had excuses. They all said, if we teach, then they'll use it for idol worship. So we keep it a secret so that it isn't misused. And the rabbis didn't agree with this. And so the rabbis said, we're going to fire you. We'll bring in Egyptians. They'll teach us how. And each time it didn't work. Each time it backfired, and then they wouldn't come back to work. They protested. They said, we're not coming back to work. Now go make the temple work.
Put
up a tent. They said, we're not going in until you triple our wages. And they won, because they blackmailed. They won. The rabbis cursed them until today. We learn the line in Mishnah, though we learn the lines in Talmud about the improper families and what they did for money. But at the end of the day, the Talmud says, look at this. The rabbis tried to bump him off, and in heaven they had decided that this is how much money they're supposed to make. So in heaven they didn't let the rabbis get away with it. And the Talmud says, you see, in heaven they decide how much you're going to make, and no one can take that from you. Even if the rabbis decide to take it from you. If in heaven they decided this is what these families are going to make, that's it. Go knock your head against the wall. You're not going to take it away from them.
Maybe this money can get into illicit ways by the world?
Could be, yeah. No, in heaven they don't mean for you to do it that way. But a person has a choice what he's going to do. If a person decides to believe that he's going to control how much money he'll make, so then he could go crazy over making the money that he thinks he should make. And then when he does that, then he'll get the money he was supposed to make anyways, but he might get it through improper ways. Yeah, that could happen. But if he was supposed to have that money, he would have had it. So if you come to that realization, then you won't hate the other people in your trade, because they're not taking anything away from you. Whatever you were supposed to make, you're going to make. And sometimes the third cause for hatred would be that your friend is more honored than you are. צריך לאדם לדעת כי בוודאי הוא זוכה לכל הכבוד. A person has to realize that if a person is getting honor, then obviously he merits it. God says, I honor those who honor me. So if someone's getting honor, that's because God decided to give him that honor. If God didn't honor him, then people wouldn't have honored him. So you should know, if you're going to try to shame him, it's going to backfire. Because if people are honoring your friend and you're going to try to bring him down, you will see, ultimately you'll bring yourself down, you won't bring him down. And the same way we treat others, we are ultimately treated. So if a person stops and thinks, he will realize that he shouldn't hate his friend over the honor he's getting. Realize that it's not in people's hands, it's in heaven's hands who gets honor. And if you're going to try to knock him down, you're shooting yourself in the foot. The fourth cause for hatred, because a person is jealous of his friend, because his friend has such good traits and everyone loves him for the great guy that he is. What a popular guy. That's the most foolish thing in the world. Why is it your friend's fault that he's a nice guy? Undoubtedly that's something he merited from heaven. What are you hating him for? Because he's a nice guy? So that's obviously not a really good reason to hate someone. Bottom line, says the Chafetz Chaim, we've reviewed all the reasons why people hate other people. If a person only looks closely at what we've said, and he believes the way our sages taught us to view the world, then he will prove to himself that all his claims really are baseless. Really, there's no reason to hate your friend. So he says, bottom line, hatred usually stems from jealousy. And if you think through the jealousy, you'll realize that the jealousy is ridiculous as well, and there's no reason to hate your friend.